Today's daf is Menachas daf Ayin Hey. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Ayin Dalid Amid Beis, moving along with some of the technicalities of how certain Menachas were prepared. Talk to Mishnah, Kol HaMenachas, HaNasos B'Kli, all Menachas that were prepared in a Kli Shoreis, we'll see in the Gemara what that means, to Unos, Shloisha, Matanos Shemen, required 3 servings of oil. Yitzika, one was to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yitzika. Ubelila, another was to be mekayim the mitzvah of Belila. Umatan shemen bekli kaidim lasayasa. And additionally, right at the beginning, before the Yitzika and before the Belila was done, there was oil that was put into the kli shoreis. So the Mishnah is saying that we know that most menachos required shemen. How exactly was the oil put into the mincha? Says the Mishnah, the menachos that were nasayis bekli were done in 3 servings, shloisha matanos, yitzika, belila, umatan shemen bekli, koidem lasayasim. And Rashi says that the Mishnah is really explaining it backwards. The first thing that happened was there was oil poured into a kli shoreis. After the oil was poured into a kli shoreis, they put tzeilos. Then they poured more oil, and when the second serving of oil was put into the kli shoreis, they were mekayim the mitzvah of belila, which literally means they mished the tzeilos together with the shemen. After they did the belila, there was a third serving of oil that was put in. That was the mitzvah of Yitzika. This is all learned from Sukkim, but again, when we talk about oil being put into the Karban Mincha, it was put into 3 phases. We already know this because we're learning Menachos already for almost 75 Dafin, but this is the source that comes from this Mishnah right here, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah continues and says, Chalois Boilul on Divrei Rebbe, V'chacham Maimrim Zoylus. So one of the Menachos that were brought were the Minchas Ma'afe, the Minchas Mafe. Additionally, you had the Minchas Machlas and the Minchas Marcheshes, which were all going to be baked before the part of the mincha that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach was going to be put on the Mizbeach. So ordinarily, when you visualize in your mind the Karban Mincha, so you think of Soilus and Shemen, you do the Kemitza, you put the Kemitz on the Mizbeach, and then you prepare the Shirayim so that the Kehanim Kirita, the Shiori HaMincha, as we spoke about it yesterday. But the truth is that there were many Menachos that were prepared first. Afterwards, the kmitza was done. So how do you do kmitza on a challah? How do you do kmitza on a matzah? So there was a mitzvah called pesisa. You'll see that at the latter part of the daf. They were poises the challah. They were poises the mincha. And then, after the pesisa, after they turned it into crumbs, or we'll see different shitas in the tanam, then they were able to go ahead and do the kmitza again. The question is, these challahs, when exactly was the belila done? According to Rabbi, the belila was done in the state of challah. So just like the kmitza was done after it was already a challah, so too the belila was done after it was already a challah. The chachamim say soilus. Then no, even those menachos, the belila was done while it was in a state of soilus. Hachalo is to uno is belila, urikikim mishicha. Within the world of Minchas Mafei Taner, there were 2 types of Menachos. There was the Minchas Mafei Taner that was Chalos, and there was the Minchas Mafei Taner that were Rikikin. Poshet, the difference between Chalos and Rikikin is Chalos is like a Chalos. Think of a bread or a pita or a Chalos that you eat on Shabbos. Rikikin were more like flatbreads, more like matzahs. So the Chalos were Belulois Bashem, and they needed the mitzvah of Belila, whereas the Minchas Mafei Taner that wasn't in a state of challah, it was in a state of Rikikin, rather than having the mitzvah of Belila, what there was instead was a mitzvah of Meshicha, Ketzad Moishchan. How exactly was the Meshicha done? Kemin Ki. They poured a little bit of oil on it, like the shape of a key. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Ashar Nechalun LeKoyhanim. And whatever was left over from the Shemen was eaten by the Koyhan. Regardless, the Mishnah said that when we talk about putting Shemen in a Karban Mincha, so it wasn't done in 1 serving, but rather it was done in 3 servings. But the Mishnah prefaced it by saying, Kol HaMenachos HaNasos B'Kli Tunoi Shalosh Matnoi Shemen. It was only the Menachos that were prepared in a keli, says the Gemara, Lemute Mai. What is it coming? Lemute Miri. What's the mincha that wasn't prepared in a keli that doesn't have this halacha of tu'unois, sholosh, matonois, amrapop, rapop? It's Lemute Minchas Mafi. It's coming to exclude the Minchas Mafi. The Minchas Mafi was prepared not in a kli, like the machvas and the marcheshes, but rather it was prepared in the oven. Obviously, the Tana, the Mishnah, is of the opinion that this oven wasn't a kli shares, being that it wasn't a kli shares, so it has a different halacha. Over here, you don't have that halacha of 3 matanes. How many matanes do you have? So we're really going to have to wait until later in the daf to see this, but it's The Gemara is going to say it was two matanos. The one that it didn't have was yitzika. So ordinarily, you put shemen into the keli. Then there was belila. Then there was yitzika. That's only true for the menachas that were nasis bekli. But the mincha that wasn't nasis bekli, the mute minchas mafe. Why was it in a kli? Because it was in a tanner. And we're going that the tanner is not a kli shoris. It only had two matanos. It had the first and the second. What it didn't have was the third. It didn't have the mitzvah of yitzik. Tanu Rabbanon. The pasuk says, "V'minchas marcheshes korbanecha soiles b'Hashem teyasa." So the pasuk is talking about the minchas marcheshes. And we learn from this pasuk, "Melami chetuna matan shemen b'kli," that before you do anything, before you even put soiles into the kli, you first have to put shemen into the kli. Where do you see it in the pasuk? Because it says, "V'minchas marcheshes korbanecha soiles b'Hashem." You should put the soiles on top of the shemen. So you see, first you put the shemen, and only afterwards you put the soiles. Korbanecha. It says korbanecha regarding the minchas marcheshes. That's the pasuk that we just read. It also says korbanecha regarding the minchas machvas. It says ve'in mincha ala machavas korbanecha. We learn from there the gzeirah shavas. We have gzeirah shavas between the minchas machvas and the minchas marcheshes. Ma kam by the minchas marcheshes matan shemen bekli, as we just said, because it says soiles ba shemen teyasa, that the soiles goes on top of the shemen. Af lahalon, so too regarding the minchas machvas matan shemen bekli. So even though that pasuk of soiles ba shemen teyasa you only have by the minchas marcheshes, you don't have it by the minchas machavas, stating that the halacha is going to be true by the minchas machavas as well. How do I know that? From Gzeir Shalva, because it says korbanecho by the minchas marcheshes, but it also says korbanecho by the minchas machavas. Says the Gemara, once you have the Gzeir Shalva, you can learn the halacha of marcheshes from machavas as well. How so? Malahalom by the minchas machavas, you have yitziku belilo, because there the pasuk says mefurish Yitzika Belila. It only says it by the Minchas Machvas, Afkan, so by the Marcheshes, Yitzika Belila. So the bottom line is, the Mishnah said, Kol ha Minochis Anasis Bekli, Tunoi Sholish Matonis, and included in Matonis Anasis Bekli, the Minchas Machvas and the Minchas Marcheshes. Really, if you go through your Mavasedra, Shnai Mikra Becha Targum, the Minchas Machvas, you're not going to see Sholish Matonis. And if you go through the Minchas Marcheshes, you're also not going to see Sholish Matonis. You're going to see one here, you're going to see two there, but what you're also going to see is the same word, Karbanecha, Karbanecha, both parashiyos, l'gzeir shava, to teach me that the one here applies there and the two there apply here. Bottom line is, both parashiyos are going to have all three matonos. So we had a machlekes in the Mishnah regarding the minchas machvas, the minchas marcheshes, and the minchas mafe, all of which were baked or fried before he did the kmitzah, before it was put on the mizbeach. There's a mitzvah of belila. The question is, when exactly was the mitzvah of belila done? Was it done before it was baked, or was it done after it was baked? So the Mishnah said, Chalois boilon divi Rebbe. Rebbe says the belila was done after it was already chala. The Chachamim say, no, the belila was done while it was still in a state of soiles. Tanu Rabbanon, the pasuk says, soiles belula bashem. And we learn from there, malamich and nevlela soiles. You see clearly that the belila is supposed to be when it's in a state of soiles. This pasuk is referring to the minchas machvas, which was later going to be fried. And you see clearly that the Minchas Machvas is Belila was done while it was in a state of soiles. Rabbi says, Chalo is Belila. No, it was done in a state of Chalo, Shenema. Because the Pasuk says regarding the Minchas Mafei Tanor, Chalo is Belula is Bashamen. So on the one hand, it says soiles Belula Bashamen regarding the Minchas Machvas, but it says Chalo is Belula Bashamen regarding the Minchas Mafei. The Chachamim Darshan, soiles Belula Bashamen. Rabbi Darshan, Chalo is Belula Bashamen. Amrullah, it's a Chachamim told Rabbi, Vadli Lachmi Toyda Nebamen Chalo is. It says by the Lachmi Toyda the same Lashon. And then later it says Belulois Bashemen, which according to you, Rebbe, would seem to suggest that the Belila happened after it was already a state of Chala. But the Chachamim told Rebbe, you and I can both agree objectively that that it's not possible to do the Belila with the Lachmi Toida while it was in a state of Chala. Meaning, the Chachamim told Rebbe that even though we're arguing regarding the Minchas Machvas and the Minchas Marcheshes and the Minchas Mafitan, whether the Belila was done while it was Stoiles or it was done after it was already prepared, after it was already Chalas, but regarding the Lachmi Toida, I think you and I could agree, tell the Chachamim to Rebbe that there's no Shaila, even though it says Chalas Belulais Bashemen. So what does that mean? That Chalas Belulais Bashemen in and of itself doesn't mean anything. Because if it means something by the Mafe, then it has to mean something by the Lachmi Toida. And there's no way they did the Belila by the Lachmi Toida after it was already Chalas. Maybe they did. So the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha soon. But either way, says the Gemara, so the Chachamim basically came and they issued their final statement and they said, I'm going to tell you exactly how the mincha was prepared, whether it was a machvas, marcheshes, or a mafi. No, you send shemen b'kli, the first thing is to put shemen in the kli. That's before anything. V'noisin, and then you put the soilus on top of the shemen. V'noisin shemen alev boilu, and then while it's still in a state of soilus, you didn't bake it yet, you put shemen in it, tzin tzveitin mu, And this time you do the belila. Ve'elosha, now you start preparing the bread. You knead it. Ve'ofa, and you either bake it or you fry it. U'paisisa, then you're going to do the pesisa, second part of the daf. Then you're going to break it up again. Ve'noisen aleha shemen, and you're going to put shemen again, this time for the yitzika. Ve'kaimetz, you're going to do the kmitz, you're going to put the kaimetz on the mizbeach, etc., etc. So according to Chamim, you do the belila while in a state of service. Rabbi Yaima, how's it going to be go down according to Rabbi? Chalas Balam. Shenema Chalas Balas Bashem Ketza Doisa. Nice to Shem. First, you're going to put Shem in the Kaili. Kaidim Lassiyasa. Of a nice, and then you put the soils on top of that. Now, before the belila, the Lasha, you need it. Va'ifa, you bake it. Upaisa, you do the Psisa. The nice and Allah Shem for the second time. Uvailala, again, you do the belila. The Chayza, the nice and Allah Shem, and then you put Shem again. The Kaimates, and you do the Kmitza. So one thing is clear that everybody agrees, Rabbi and the Chachamim, that the Yitzika was done after it was already in the state of Challah. The question is regarding the Belila. So we have a Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, where the Challah is Belila and a Soil is Belila, where the Belila was done before it was baked or fried, or the Belila was done after it was baked or fried. But as it relates to the Yitzika, the third serving, that for sure was done after it was already baked. Now, the Chachamim had a checkmate raya to Rebbe. The Chachamim told Rebbe that I know that my diak is right. Again, the Chachamim's diak was, it says Soilus Blulus Bashemin regarding the Minchas Machvas. Rebbe's diak was that it says Chalus Blulus Bashemin regarding the Minchas Mafitaner. So maybe the Chachamim are right, maybe Rebbe's right. But Chachamim told Rebbe, I'll prove to you I'm right. Because by the Lachmi Toide, it also says Chalus Blulus Bashemin, and there for sure doesn't mean that the Belila was done after it was in the state of Chala. Why not? And the Chachamim said, because it's not possible. Must be Chalus Blulus Bashemin is not a diuk. What then is the right diuk in the parasha of the Menachis? It's Chalus Blulus Bashemin. Says the Gemara, Yev Shalom Lei Rabbanan Mahi. Why is it not possible? If they're debating it regarding the Machvas, the Marcheshes, and the Mafe, why can't that be the pshat regarding Lachmi Toida as well? Amar Shulva Rav Yitzchak, Revius Shemen Hi Heich Mischalekes the Kamachalis. Because if you take the amount of oil that was put into the Karban Toida and the amount of breads that made up the Lachmi Toida, proportionally it would be impossible to do a belila, to properly mix the oil into all the breads that made up the challah. And that's based on the fact that an ordinary mincha was made up of 10 breads. So don't think of one bread, think of 10 breads. The Lachmi Toida, however, had 40 breads. So Tainan, the Chachamim, that the amount of oil to mix into 10 breads, that's possible whether the breads are in a state of soilus or whether they were actually baked already. But if you want to mix it into 40 breads, bishleim if it's soilus. So while it's soilus, it's porous, it's much easier to make this taruvas. But once you have the 40 breads, you're going to take the amount of oil, this revius, shemen, and you're going to pour it into the 40 chal. It's not possible. Must be that it was done in the state of soilus. So enochanami, if we're dealing with an ordinary mincha, machvas, marcheshes, mafei, taner, I don't know, I could hear it this way, I could hear it that way. From the Mitzias both ways work, from the Psukim both ways work. It's a Shaila. But Tainel Chachom, I have objective proof that the way to darsh in the Psukim is Soilus Blulus Bashemin and Achalus Blulus Bashemin. Because by the Lachmi Toida b'Mitzias, it was only possible Soilus. It wasn't possible Chalus. That's what the Chachomim went when they told Rebbe that Lachmi Toida Toichiach. Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak. The Gemara explains what we just said. Revi Hashemini Hechmes Chalekes Lekamel Chalus. Achalus Tuuno is Belila. Urikikin Meshicha. So the Minchas Mafeitaner came in two forms. According to Rav Shimon, it came in three forms. Right? The Torah says very clearly that if somebody wants to bring a Minchas Mafeitaner, so this is a mincha that's going to be baked in a tanner, we had earlier in the Masechta, what if it was a different type of oven, right? A tanner is a very specific type of oven. You learn Perakira, so you get very involved in a tanner, and a kira, and a kupa. There's different types of ovens. But the Pasuk talks about a Mafeitaner, that this mincha was prepared in a tanner. And there was two ways you could prepare. You could prepare it in the state of chalas, you could prepare it in the state of rikikin. And as mentioned earlier, pashup shat in chalas is it's more of a challah. It has some height. It's like a pita. Rikikin would be more of a flatbread. Now the Torah, when it talks about the minchas mafe and describes these two types, the Torah says as follows: v'chisakrif korban mincha mafe tano. Soiles chalois matzois belulois bashemen urikike matzois beshuchem hashem. So if you're going to make it chalois, it should be belulois bashemen. If you're going to make a rikikin, then it should be meshuchem bashemen. Thus the halacha of the Mishnah: hachalois teunois belila urikikin don't have a mitzvah belila. Instead of a mitzvah belila, you have a meshich. So the Mishnah started off and said there were three matanos of shemen that were put into a mincha. Whoa, the three matanos of shemen. You put shemen in the beginning, then there was belila, then there was yitzika. There was a mincha didn't have belila at all. There was a mincha that in lieu of belila, they did mishicha. It's based on a pasuk in the Torah. It's the minchas mafe, where it's not being brought in the form of challah. It's being brought in the form of rikikin. How do I know that? It's a pasuk. The Torah says challah is his belulah is bashemen. Urikike matzah is going to be instead mishuchim bashemen. Zok dimar tana rabbanon. Challah is belulah is v'lo rikikin belulim. Only the challah had this mitzvah belila. But if the mafe tana was rikikin, there was no mitzvah belish. Yochel, I would have thought valui dinu. Ma challah shein tunas mishicha tunas belila. I would have thought ma the challah said don't have a mitzvah. For Meshicha, because it says Meshicha by the Rikikin, still have a mitzvah belila. Rikikin should do the Meshicha. Rikikin that do have a mitzvah Meshicha, ain't a din should do the belila. So Tanya is the Gemara. Shouldn't you make a kal v'chaymer that the Rikikin should need belila? Madach the Rikikin have Meshicha. Certainly they should have belila, right? The Chalis don't have Meshicha and they have belila. So the Rikikin that have Meshicha, ordinarily a mincha doesn't have Meshicha, it has belila. So you found one mincha in the Torah that has a new mitzvah, Meshicha, so kal v'chaymer should have belila. Talmud lo'i menoh, chalais belulais, there's a diak, v'loi rikikim belulin. Rikikim meshuchin, the rikikin had Meshicha, v'loi chalais meshuchais. The minchas mafe, if it was in the form of chalais, didn't have Meshicha. She'yachav alay dinu, I would have thought, my rikikin she'en etuna belila, tuna Meshicha, chalais she'etuna is belila, ein oidin she'etuna is Meshicha. Madach, this type of minchas mafe needs belila. Certainly, it should need Meshicha. Talmud Leimer, Rikikim Meshuchim, V'loi Chalos Meshuchas. My Talmud, what's this Diyek? Right, the Gemara is saying, oh, you have a Diyek. Dafka, this is Meshicha. Dafka, this is Belila. What's the Diyek? My Talmud, Amar Rava, like the Shtamit, the Lichtiv Chalos Meshuchas, Rikikim Bechul. Because there's a few times in the Torah where the Torah talks about the two types of Minchas Maseh, the Chalos and the Rikikin. And every time the Torah introduces it, the Torah says the Chalos should be Belulais Bashemen, and their kikim should be Meshuchim Bashemen. And from the fact that the Torah always brings it that way, that's a raya that you can't even make kal v'chaymers, and you can't say Vat Yoch Shahol Yoch V'Alidinu Ma This Ma That. The fact that the Torah always presents it in this way, it's for that reason that we know that that's the way it's supposed to be. So again, so we have a big chiddush over here. We have a mincha that needed shemen but didn't have the mitzvah belila. What was that? It was the minchas mafeitana. When you're bringing it in a state of rikikin, instead of having a mitzvah belila, there was a mitzvah meshicha. What's meshicha? Very simple. You smear oil on top of the mincha, as opposed to belula, where it gets mamish tzemish. Says the Mishnah said ketzan moishcha. How was the meshicha done? Kemin ki. It was done in the tzura of a ki vashar. What was left over was necha lekoyhanim. My kemin ki. What does that mean? Amrav Kahana. Rav Kahana said kemin ki yavani. Ki is actually a letter in the Greek alphabet. So if you want to know exactly what it's supposed to look like, so it's the letter ki. Lamaisa, the Rishonim aren't exactly sure what that letter is. Some say it's a U. Take a look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Taisus right here in the Ayin Aleph, Ayin Heyam and Aleph. Maybe it's a V. Some say it's an X. Regardless, it was done with the shape of this letter key. I saw Pasha, the Mefarshim, quote unquote, say that presumably the reason the Tanan used the letter key is because there probably was no letter in the Hebrew alphabet that properly described exactly how it should be done. Because if there was a letter in of the Chav Beis Oisias, Shenivu Bem Shemayim Varetz, then you would think that we would have taken one of the Hebrew letters. Why are we running to a Greek letter to explain the way the Heilige Mincha, the Minchas Ani, which is Kodesh Kedoshim, was brought in the Beis HaMikdash? But the truth is, we've spoken out right in the past that there were very often times that Chazal, instead of using Lashon HaKodesh, they preferred not to use Lashon HaKodesh. They used Shai L'Shoinis. We'll get a tshuva from the Divrei Yoel. I think it's a raid by the, not so long ago, a tshuva from the Maram Shik. But either way, that's what it was. It was Kemin Ki. So they didn't smear the entire Minchas. So it was very different than the Chalis. The Chalis that were Belulais Bashemen, the Shemen had to get Eingezapten in all of the Mincha. Over here, it was like a little something that they put on top, something a little decorative. There was a little bit of, it was a U, a V, an X, but it wasn't the entire Mincha that had the oil on top of it. Tanur Rabbanon. More halacha is regarding the Minchas Mafei Tanur. Mincha haba Mechza Chalis, or Mechza Rikikin. What happens if somebody's bringing a Minchas Mafei Tanur and it's Mechza Chalis, Mechza Rikikin? Now, who holds you could do that? Rav Shimon, because according to Chachamim, you have two choices with the Minchas Mafei Taner, either Chalos or Rikikin. Rav Shimon's shita is that you could bring Mechza Chalos, Mechza Rikikin. So we're going in Rav Shimon's world, that the Mincha was Mechza Chalos or Mechza Rikikin, or at least it could be. That was the third option of how you bring the Mafei Taner. Maybe Loik Shemen Chetzei, so they brought a Loik Shemen, that was the shear of Shemen that you needed, and they divided it into half. Chetzei L'Chalos, V'chetzei L'Rikikin. V'Chalos Boila. With the Chalos, they did Belila. That's what you're supposed to do. Rikikin, Meshch. That's what you're supposed to do. U'meshech, and what they did with the Meshicha was they did it on the entire Mincha. What do they do with the rest of the Shemen? They put it into the mixture with the Chalas. So there's two Chilukim L'chura, over here, with regards to the way the first sheet in this brisa presents the mitzvah of Mashiach versus the way we had it in the Mishnah. Number one, the Mishnah said that the Mashiach was done kamin ki, so we're not sure exactly what that is, but it's the ki yavanis, this Greek letter. Here the Mishnah says, u'mosheach es harokik al penei kulay. No, they did Mashiach on the entire mincha. Additionally, the Mishnah said, what do you do with the leftover oil? It's nechal kayanim. Over here, the brisa says, ashar shemen machzir lechalas. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishnah Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, who said in the name of Rav Shimon, and he's the one. Rav Shimon is the Tana who holds that there's even such a concept. There's a mincha that's going to be mechza chalos mechza rikikin. Moishchon kamin ki ushar Hashem and nechal kayhanim. Exactly what the Mishnah says. So this is not a masnisin the laker of Shimon. This is actually a masnisin that's Rav Shimon. Finally, so we had so much masnisin the laker of Shimon and mesachtes menaches. Here have a Mishnah that's mamish Rav Shimon shita. Rav Shimon in the brayso that the Mashiach was not done on the entire Rukik, but rather it was done kamin ki. What about the leftovers? It was nechal ketani. Another brisa. Rukikin above b'fnei atzman. Maybe like shemen u'moishchon v'chayzer u'moishchon ad sheyich lekol shemen shabulay. A third shita. So here we're talking about a regular rukikin above b'fnei atzman. Minchas mafid that's being brought rukikin, not mechza chalis mechza rukikin. It's rukikin above b'fnei atzman. You do meshicha al pnei kulay. Not kamin ki, but here's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you keep on doing it until there's no oil left. Rav Shimon, Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Moishchan kamin ki, Ushar Hashem Nechal Kiyanim. This is Rav Shimon L'shitasai, who is the Tana of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, small Mishnah, don't miss it. Kol ha-menachos hanasis b'kli to unos b'sisas. Every single mincha that was prepared in a keli, such as the machlas and the marcheshes, so they need b'sisa after they were baked or fried. They would break it up. Zok the Gemara lemuute mai. Kol ha-menachos hanasos b'kli is coming to be memayit. What? So in the previous Mishnah, when the Mishnah talked about kol ha-menachos hanasos b'kli to unay sholich matnei shemen, you put shemen and then you do belila and then you do yitzika. Then the Mishnah said it was lemuute minchas mafe. Over here, the Gemara is going to say something else. What's a lemuute? Amar Papa lemuute shtei halechem v'lechem aponim. They're referred to throughout Masechtas Menachos as Menachos, and they are considered Menachos that were not Nasos B'Kli, because they were baked in an oven. Again, the oven was Chayil. I mean that the oven was Chayil. They're not considered Menachos and Nasos B'Kli, and that's what the Mishnah is being Memayit when it says only Menachos that are Nasos B'Kli to Unois Pesisa. But the Shtei Alechem, Alechem upon him, were not considered to be Nasos B'Kli. Thus, they don't have the mitzvah of Pesisa. Tanu Rabbanon, it says in the Torah, Pasos Oysa Pitin, V'yotzakta oleo shemen minchahi. That's the pasuk that teaches me the mitzvah of pesis. Again, pasos oisa pitim v'yotzakta oleo shemen minchahi. And the Gemara is going to darshan every syllable in this pasuk. Zakta Gemara. We learn from here for the fact that the Torah says mincha l'rabbi is kol ha-menachos l'pesisa. So not only the mincha that this pasuk is describing, which is the minchas machavas, but all menachos, even the minchas mafe, all menachos have this halacha of pesisa. Yochel shani marba av shtei alechem lechem aponim. I would think to be marba even shtei alechem lechem aponim. Talmud loy mar oisa. No, it says pasos oisa. Oisa is a miut. Tell me there's something that's excluded. So on the one hand, the word mincha is marba, not only the minchas machvas. Now, if I know machvas, I would know marcheshes as well. Why? Because we had on the top of the Yom, the Gzereshava, Karbonecha, between the Machvas and the Marcheshes. That's why I know Sholesh Matnei Shemen by the Machvas and the Marcheshes. So again, the Torah says, Pasos Leisapit, let's just go through this clearly. Pasos Leisapit, and the Torah says we're by the Minchas Machvas. If the Torah says it by the Minchas Machvas, I know it by the Minchas Marcheshes as well. Now the Torah says the word Mincha, that's the Rabbis. What's it coming to be Marba? Not Machvas, it says it by Machvas. I don't need a reboot for that. Not Marcheshes, I know that from the Gzeri Shava, Karbonecha, Karbonecha. So what else is it coming to be Mamar? It's coming to be Mamar, the Minchas Mafei Taner. Which is, by the way, why, even though the Mishnah said, Kol HaMenachos HaNasos B'Kli, Tunois Pesisa, and in the previous Gemara we saw that the Minchas Mafei was not considered a Mincha HaNasos B'Kli, because it was prepared in a Taner, and the Taner was considered Choyl, but at the same time, it's Nisraba from the extra word Mincha. Taner is the Gemara, if the word Mincha is being Marba, the Minchas Mafe, even though it wasn't Nasus Beklid, even though I don't have the Gzeres Shava, Machvas Marcheshes, maybe it should be Marbe the Shtei Alechem Lechem upon him as well. For that I have Oysa, so I have a Riba and a Miut. The Riba is for the Minchas Mafe, the Miut is for the Shtei Alechem Lechem upon him. The Pasuk also says, V'yatzakto Oleo Shomen Minchohi. V'yatzakto Oleo Shemen on the Minchas Machvas. Then it says, Mincho, the Rabbis call him Menachos Liyatziko. That this mitzvah, V'yatzakta, is not only true for the Machvas, but it's true for all Menachos as well. Yochel, I would think, Shani Marbath Minchas Mafe. I would think maybe be Marbath Minchas Mafe as well. Just like we were Marbath Minchas Mafe regarding the mitzvah of Pesiso. maybe be mar by the minchas mafe regarding the mitzvah of yitzik as well. Talmud loy mar oleho shemen oitzias achalois v'loy oitzias orikikin. Maybe just be memayit the minchas mafe chalois, not the minchas mafe rikikin. Talmud loy mar he. That's why the pasuk says here. So meaning it's the same pasuk that teaches me that the minchas mafe has pesisa, teaches me that the minchas mafe does not have yitzika. The minchas mafe has pesisa, pasis oiso pitim, v'yitzakta ole Hashem and mincha. The word mincha is a ribuy in the mitzvah of pesisa. What's it coming to be marba? The minchas mafe. That's why when the Mishnah says kol ha-menachis anasas b'kli tunos pesisa, we're not memayit the minchas mafe. The minchas mafe is included, but at the same time, the pasuk is also talking about another mitzvah by the mincha, the mitzvah of yitzika, and there it says v'yitzakta ole, and v'yitzakta ole is a miyut, and it's memayit. It's memayit the minchas mafe, and that's why when the Mishnah said the first Mishnah, kol ha-menachis anasas b'kli tunos shalish mat meshemen. What was it memayit the minchas mafe? Because the minchas mafe did not have three matanos; it only had two matanos. Which matana didn't it have? The yitzika. Why doesn't it have the yitzika? Now you know the rest of the story. It's based on this limud. Yitzakta oleo shemen oleo dafka on the machvas and the marcheshes. I know through the gzeir shava, but as far as the minchas mafe, it's going to be excluded. Now the pasuk gets. The Bryce has said that not only are we memayit the minchas mafe when it's prepared chalais, but we memayit the minchas mafe when it's prepared rikikin as well. So the Gemara asks an interesting question. If I have a pasuk here that's coming to be memayit, a mincha from yitzika, maybe the one we should be memayit is minchas kayanim. We saw in yesterday's daf that the minchas kayanim was very different than the other menachas. Right? The minchas kayanim was kolol. And it was prepared very differently. So maybe that's the mincha of Yimayit. Amar Rav Ezru Dovash Atzorach Shnei Miyutin Hav Yemez O Minchas Maf. We said there's not just one miyut in the pasuk. There's two miyutin. It says Oleo and it says He. Two miyutin. Which mincha needs two miyutin? Minchas Kayanim doesn't need two miyutin. It's one mincha. It's a Minchas Kayanim. Which mincha needs two miyutin? The minchas mafe tana, because it comes in two forms. It could come chalas. It could come rakigim. So if the Torah is telling me two miyutin. Oh, must be, we're talking about the Mafi Taner, because only the Mafi Taner would need two miyutim. The Minchas Koyanim, if there ever be a Havamino, that it should need two miyutim. So, Mishnah Vayit, how exactly was the Pesisa done? So, we've heard so much about Pesisa. How did it go? So, when you conceptualize it, I think very often the picture that comes to mind is they crushed it. And there is one mandam in the Gemara that says that that's exactly what they did, that they would literally. They would literally crush it, grind it again, do teichin with it until it got to this. But that's not the pasuk of shat. Talk to Mishnah, Minchas Yisrael. If it was a Minchas Yisrael, how was the pesisa done? They would take the mincha, they would fold it into two. Vishnaim larba, then they would fold it into four. Umavdil, then they would cut it. So it wasn't just one big thing folded into four, but they would make it into four pieces. Minchas kayanim, if it was a Minchas kayanim, Vishnaim larba, the inay mavdil. And it wasn't. Separated. Minchas Koyim Mashiach, the Minchas Chavit, and that was brought every day by the Koyim. God Allah, hey, Makaf, they didn't fold it at all. Shimon says, Minchas Koyim, Minchas Koyim Mashiach, Ein Behem Pesisa, Mipnei She'ein Behem Kemitza, V'chol She'ein Behem Kemitza, Ein Behem Pesisa, V'kulon Poisim Gezayas. Shimon said, number one, the Minchas Koyim, Minchas Koyim Mashiach, I believe didn't have Pesisa at all. And finally, the Mishnah concludes with another halacha that the Pesisa had to be at least a Gezayas. It wasn't Soilas, right? It wasn't Mefarcha, Nachim, Machzirim, the Soilas. Just the opposite. It had to be a Chashiv Shir. It had to be a Gezayas. If you remember, this is one of the reasons that kemitza was so difficult. Because if you're doing kemitza with a machfas or a marcheshes or a mafei taner that was prepared first, then they did the psisa, then you did the kemitza. So we know the kemitz had to be perfect. It couldn't be chaser, it couldn't be yasser. And each piece had to be at least the kezayis. So exactly how you're going to get that inside your kaimitz is very difficult. That's why it was the avodah kasher shev mikdash. Either way, zaktu martanu rabbanon pasos oisa pitim. That's the pasuk. From the word pasos yochel shnayim, I would think, all right, cut it into two. Talmud leimer pitim. E pitim yochel yasen epirur. Maybe pitim's mashma, many pieces. Just keep on folding it and breaking it and folding it and break it until talmud leimer oisa. Oisa lepsisim. That loy pesisa lepsisim. So number one, pasos, fold it into two. What you folded into two, make ptis, but that's it. Once you made what you folded into psisim, you're not making psisim anymore. Kate said, Minchas Yisrael, koyfel echel eshnayim v'shnayim l'arbo, mavdil, you divide it. Minchas koyanim, the koyim mashiach, haya me'kafo. The minchas koyanim, the koyim mashiach, that they folded, but they didn't break. The Gemara says, Minchas koyim mashiach, the Braisa says, the minchas koyim mashiach, they folded in the same way they folded the minchas koyanim. Iva nantran, the Mishnah said lo yohayu mekafla, that they didn't fold the minchas koyen Mashiach at all. Amar Rabbi ain't a mekafla arba, a mekafla shayim. When the Mishnah says that they didn't fold the minchas koyen Mashiach, Minchas koyim mashiach lahayim mekafla doesn't mean they didn't fold it at all. What it means is that they didn't make it into four, but they did fold it, they made it into two. That's what the Brisa is. Shimon oimim, minchas koyim, minchas koyim mashiach, ein behem pesis. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, hay chavitza. This Gemara, if it sounds familiar, is also a Gemara mesechtes brochis, taf lamed zayin amed beis. So there's a dish that's called chavitza. And like this, we showed him exactly what chavitza was, but what we need for our sugya is it was a dish that was cooked. It wasn't baked, it was cooked, and they would take bread. This is bread that was baked, and they would put it now and cook it together with this tafshel. So essentially, you're going to have cooked bread. So hay chavitza, the isbe purun kezayis. If the pieces of bread are the shear of a kezayis, mevarchinan aleh hamoitzi lachem in aretz. Then the birchas hanenin that you're supposed to make, the bracha shalafaneh, is hamoitzi. Eat less but purun kezayis. If however the pieces are not the shear of a kezayis, mevarchinan aleh boire mina mezaynus. Then the bracha you make is a boire mina mezaynus. So clearly the ikar in this tafshel was considered the grain. It was the bread. The question is, being that there's bread in here, is it mechayiv hamoitzi or is it mechayiv mezaynus? So bread is always hamoitzi. But over here it was baked, it was cooked. So being that it was cooked after it was baked, but now it's cooked, so maybe the bracha changes. So what's the halacha? So Rav Yosef said, I'm going to tell you how this works. If the pieces of bread are a kezayis, you make hamoitzi lachem min haaretz. If the pieces of bread are less than a kezayis, then you make a bari min mezayis. I'm Rav Yosef, no, I mean Allah. Titanya, I know this from Mesechtes Menachis. A brais, oh, yeah, I mean a makar menachis b'shalayim. There was a kohen who was bringing menachis b'shalayim. Oh, yeah, Mary makes the bracha. Which bracha? Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. Obviously, we're talking about a kohen that hasn't brought a carbon mincha in a little while. So it's the first time this year he's doing it. So not every time you bring a carbon mincha, do you make a shechiyanu? So it's his first time doing it, or first time Yud Beis Chedesh, he makes the bracha shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. Not on la'achlam. If he wants to now eat the mincha, Omer, he makes another bracha. He says, hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. So what bracha do you make on a mincha? You make hamoitzi. But now we learned in The Mishnah that we just learned, the Kulon, Psisa, b'kezayis, that these Minachos had to have Pesisa. And the Pesisa had to be a kezayis. And what bracha is he making? He's making a Hamoitzi, and the menachas, the machvas, the marcheshes, they were fried. They weren't baked, they were fried. So you see here that cooked bread, that's a kezayis, you make hamoitzi lachem min haaretz. Now, at first glance, Rabbi Yosef is only bringing a riot to the first half of what he said. Rabbi Yosef said two things. Rabbi Yosef said, hay chavitza that has cooked bread, if it's a kezayis, you make hamoitzi. If it's less than a kezayis, you make a mezaynus. Pashit, Rabbi Yosef is bringing Uriah to the first thing that he said, stating that, I am berishonim beharchava, amalei Abaya. But Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, ultanavi Rabbi Shmuel, dam mefarach mach mechzirin l'sayilas. There is another shita. Meaning, it's true in our Mishnah, the Tana holds that Psisa had to be at least a kezayis. But there's also Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, who said, mefarachon ad shemachzirin l'sayilas. They used to literally make it until it was silas again. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, hachinami, tuloy mevarach hamoitzi? Are you going to tell me you shouldn't make hamoitzi? Because then it's a chavitza that's pachos mikazayis, and you're telling me a chavitza that's pachos mikazayis, you make a mezayis. Vichitei, hachinami. Yeah, who said not? But Tanya learned in a brisa. He says, but I'll bring you a raya from a brisa that you're wrong. Because liket mikulon kezayis, the brisa is talking about where somebody had little pieces of bread. I think the bread over there was chulin. We're not even talking about bread that was a mincha. Bread that was chulin. And he was melakate these breads. V'achloi, and he ate it. He ate a kezayis. Im chametzu. On his karts. If he did this on Pesach, and it was chametz, karts. Im matzahu. If he did it on Pesach and it was matzah, you could be yoytzi dechavasa be'pesach. You could be mekayim your mitzvah of be'erev toichlu matzah. Now, if you could be mekayim, the mitzvah of matzah, zok rashi, that means that it's hamotzi lachem in haaretz. It must be that it's bread. And you see over here that you're being likek mikulon kezayis. So what does that by definition mean? It means that each piece is less than a kezayis. So Abaya said, I have a raya, I'll kapon it from this braisa, that even on a pachas mikezayis, you still make amoitzi. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef told Abaya, hachem ayaskid b'she'ir son. We're talking about, we're at, it's true, each piece was, he was melakate mikulon pachas mikezayis, but then he added something to it, and he turned it into one piece, and that's when he ate it. The point is that by the time that he was eating it, it was already one piece. That's why you could be yoytzis chayvas matzah. And you're right, in that case, you would have to make hamoitzi lachem in haaretz. But the Gemara says, ihachi hainu diktani alava husha achlon b'kdei achilas pras. The brayso over there continues. It says you have to eat all of it b'kdei achilas pras. What's the kasha? V'ibe she'irson, if right now it's one piece, she'achloi mi bayalei. Why say she'achlon? She'achlon's a lashon rabin. It's a dik. It should have said she'achloi. Elamai, it's mashma. it's mashma that it's many pieces, and still you seem to be yoytze matzvah. Yoytze matzvah, yam moitzi. So Rabbi is asking a kashan Rav Yosef from this brayso. The Gemara says, "Allah hakam ha'askin." Rav Yosef said, "This is a whole different case." But b'malachim God, there was a big piece of bread, and now from this bread there were little pieces that came off. You were malaki the little pieces, and you made a kazayis. So although it's true each piece that you have now is pachas megazayis, but being that it comes from a lechem gadol, and the lechem gadol was still intact, it's for that reason that in this case you're going to make the hamoitzi. Ordinarily, if it was pachas megazayis, you wouldn't make the hamoitzi. But here, being that it's from a lechem gadol, you would make hamoitzi. My havi alo, what's the bottom line? Rav Sheshi Shama Philip Perurim Sheim Ben Kazayis. Even Perurim Sheim Ben Kazayis, still you make hamoitzi lechem in the arts. My Rava who the ikut turisa din ahama alive. But it's only if it has a tzuras hapas. If it doesn't have a tzuras hapas, in that case, you're not going to have aloch. So we went through this gemara quickly. There's really a lot here. Just pasha pshat cheshbin the kashans and the terutzim of the gemara. We're leaving a lot on the table. So I am berishayim. Incidentally, just one real life hechatimtza where the paiskim discuss where you have bread that's being cooked or fried, and now each piece could be pachis mekazayas. You'd have a shiloh. Do you make a hamoitzi? Do you make a mezoinis? And that's matzah bray. So a lot of people eat matzah bray in Pesach. But matzah bray, taking matzah, which is hamoitzi lachem min haaretz, and now you're breaking it into pieces. Each piece is pachas mikazayas, right? You know what a kazayas matzah looks like. So you know it's pachas mikazayas. So you have these little pieces and you're frying them. So the question is right now, do you make hamoitzi a matzah bray, or do you make a mezoinis a matzah bray? So some say that maybe there's a chilik between the minig of the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim, right? The Ashkenazim make hamoitzi on matzah the whole year. The Sfaradim make hamoitzi on matzah only on Pesach, but the rest of the year they make a bari mina mezoinis. And the truth is, and we're not learning perikates and mevarchim now, but if you go through the sugyas, really, really, you should make a mezoinis on matzah. The reason we make moitzi on matzah, those that do, is because being that on Pesach, matzah is the meichel chashev, and everybody holds that for the meichel chashev, you have to make a moitzi, because there is no bread on Pesach. Thus, it becomes the meichel, gives it a chashivas to make a moitzi. So once on Pesach it's a moitzi, so the whole year becomes a moitzi. The minig asfaradim is not that way. No, on Pesach it's hamoitzi, because on Pesach it's the Michael Choshev. The rest of the year it's not. So it could be there's a nafkamina. If matzah is be'etzem hamoitzi, or matzah is really a mezoinis, it's just because you're eating matzah, so now you're going to go ahead and make hamoitzi. But maybe in the case of matzah bray, it would be a little bit different. There's different minhagim, but the bottom line is just one real life application as far as this goes. But just to end today's daf with one ha'ara, and that is the Gemara discussed. There's a kain who was bringing a mincha Yerushalayim. What bracha does he make? He makes a he sits down now to eat the carbon mincha. Daf nachenacha brucha. Which bracha does he make? He makes hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. I saw Rabbi Shulam David Halevi, Zalzayin Gezunt, Rabbi David Soloveitchik, in a shiurim, in the Sechtes Vachim. So we spoke out part of the shiur Shavuos night. So Rabbi David has a whole shiur on the brachos that the Kehanim made when they ate kachim. And Rabbi David in that shiur asked the Gevaldig Akasha, you only make a birchas hanenim when you sit down to eat the mincha? What happened to the birchas hamitzvahs? Achilas kachim is a mitzvah. Va'achlu oisam asher kupar behem. Of course it's a mitzvah. And the Gemara says, sugi in the end of Arvei Psachim, that when you sit down to eat the carbon Pesach, you had to make two brachas. You had to make the birchas hanenim, and then there was a birchas hamitzvahs as well, because you'd be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas Pesach. And that's poshet, said Rab David, that it's not only true for mitzvahs for Pesach, it's true for all the karbanos. It's a whole shit, the nusach habracha with Rambam flying back and forth. But the bottom line is, of course he made a birchas hamitzvahs. So the Braisa addresses, which is only Lu Yitzuyur, he hasn't brought a mincha in a little while. We talk about the Hamoitzi Lechem in Haaretz. What happened to the Berachas HaMitzvahs? Shouldn't you have to make a bracha al Achilas Kachim or al Achilas Menachos? Exactly what the Nusach HaBracha is going to be. But shouldn't you have to make a bracha? He blibes Sarachin, Rav David. It's not sure. He doesn't know Pashim Shan in the Braisa. But that is clear. There was definitely a Berachas HaMitzvahs. You have to know why it's not mentioned. It's just two Haaretz regarding the Berachas HaMitzvahs. Number one, just a nice Mar Mokin, the Mishul Melech speaks out, the Chizchinuch brings this Mishul Melech in Kufla Medal, but the Mishul Melech speaks out that any time a Kohen would sit down to eat the Mincha, that's what he's discussing in Kufla Medal, but really all Achilas Kachim that only a Kohen was allowed to eat, says, so what was the Nusach HaBracha? Asher ki dishanu b'misvayse v'tzivanu al achilas kachem? Or al achilas menach? He says no. It was asher ki dishanu b'kdushasay shal aharon v'tzivanu al achilas kachem. He says, we know that the kohen, when he goes, when he duchens, so he says, asher ki dishanu b'kdushasay shal aharon. So to Mishul HaMelech, it wasn't only when he duchen. Every single time a kohen did a mitzvah that was totally in kedushas aharon, he would preface it with that nusach. So if he sat down to eat the mincha, he would make the bracha shekedishanu b'kedushasei shalaharim v'tzivanu alachilas menaches or alachilas kachim. Again, exactly what the nusach habracha would be. One other ha'ara he speaks out very nicely is that we've spoken at Reid many, many times regarding achilas kachim, that the mitzvah of achilas kachim is fundamentally different than an ordinary mitzvah's achila. And really, just the background to the Reid, not to go through the whole arichas again, but kedai to mention the Gemara again, Yumadaf Lamatesa Manav. The Gemara over there is discussing the difference between the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik reigned as Kohen Gadol, in the beginning of Ayah Sheni, versus what took place after Shimon HaTzadik passed away and Shimon HaTzadik was no longer the Kohen Gadol. So Shimon HaTzadik was Shimon HaTzadik. Shmoy Ha'ilech Lefanov. But after Shimon HaTzadik passed away, the Gemara, we're going to learn it soon, at the end of Masechtas Menachos, it's an impossible Gemara to learn. But we're going to learn, the Gemara tells the story about Shimon HaTzadik's sons that took over his kahuna, and you see the spiritual situation devolved very, very quickly. Immediately after Shimon HaTzadik passed away, there was a phenomenal Yeridus HaDairus. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says that it played itself out. It was very much manifest in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara goes on to describe that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, the Geirul on Yom Kippur was always Oil Yamin, the Lashon Shel Zahiris always turned white, the Ner Maravi was Doilek, the Eshel Marocha was Miskaber B'chol Yoyim, the Kayanim didn't even have to add into the Marocha, they were making the mitzvah of the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Other than that, they didn't have to do anything, etc., etc. Then there was always bracha in the karbonos. So there was bracha in the Oimer, there was bracha in the Shtei Alechem, there was bracha in the Lechem Aponim, and the Kehanim would go to divide the mincha. We had earlier in the week, you're not allowed to trade minchas. But when they sat down to that, everybody got a good share. Everyone had a shir chashev, they could feel good about it. There was so much bracha in the Matnas Kehuna. Mikan ve'elach, after Shimon HaTzadik passed away, Nishtalcha me'eru b'Oimer. The chol koyim, when the koyhanim divided the lechem upon him, each koyim would get kapul. He would get even less than a kezias. And as a result, the tznuim, the shiny yidim, they would say, you know what? It's fine. It's such a small share. I don't need it. The fresses, they would go ahead. And the Gemara goes on to describe again different stories and what went on after Shimon HaTzadik passed away. But the bottom line is that after Shimon HaTzadik passed away, when they would divide the menachos, the Oimer, the Shtei Halechem, and the Lechem Aponim, these are our sugyas. When they would divide the Menachos, there was so little for each person to get, each person got kapul. And as a result, the Tznuin said, that's fine, I'm not going to fight over it. I don't need it. Yedua, the Velt asks Akasha, Mishlom Melech, Klez and Chakira, we know that Chatzi Shir is also in the Torah. Even though when it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat Nevela, it means you're not allowed to eat a gezayis in a veila. Stating that, Rabbi Yechon and Shita is that that's only with regards to the oimish of Malchus, or all oimshin in the Torah. But as it relates to the iser, chatzish is asman haTorah. Gezayis is a halach in hilchas shiurim. But as it relates to iser the heter, chatzish is asman. Mishum Melech declared, what would be regarding mitzvahs? Is there an idea to do a chatzish of mitzvah? So it's Pesach night and you don't have a gezayis matzah. You don't have a gezayis matzah? Is there an idea to have a gezayis? Chatzishir. By Lisa says, you have Chatzishir also in a Torah. What about by a mitzvah? Do you have a Chatzishir as well? Tain is the Achroinim, the Chsam Sofer, Rabbi Tzvi Hashchayis, and basically even all the Gedoyle Achroinim, this Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Because the Gemara says that when they divided the Lechem Aponim and they divided the Shtei HaLechem and the Omer, there was less than a Kezayis for each Kohen. So what did the Kohanim do? They said, that's no Moish Chenesidei, we're not going to eat it. Pashup Shad, because they didn't have a Kezayis. They didn't have a Kezayis, they weren't going to be able to make the mitzvah. But if this Chatzishir be mitzvahs, it's true they couldn't be mekayim the real mitzvah. But what about the Chatzishir mitzvah? That's why is that a frumkeit? It's a nice tznius, but you're walking away from a mitzvah. So you'll tell me because there was no kezayis. But what happened to chatzishir? If this chatzishir be mitzvahs, then aren't they being mekayim the mitzvah of chatzishir by eating it? So why would the tznuim? That's the Velt's kasha. Zogin the achrayim. They all say it. Everybody in their own nusach. But all the achrayim say the vayisleis from here. It's cholik b'yisoy the mitzvah achilas kachim from shara achilas. Ordinarily, the mitzvah is a mitzvah. Let's say it, Lundish. That's Chal Ar Karkafta de Gavra. There's a mitzvah for me, Leo Pesach, to eat matzah. How much? A gezayis. That's my mitzvah. The mitzvah is for me to eat a gezayis. Achilas kachim. There was no mitzvah on the koyin to eat the kachim. The mitzvah was Chal on the cheftza. The mitzvah was Chal on the kachim that it has to be nechal. It's a little bit of a hard lundis. But the mitzvah wasn't go eat. The mitzvah is to make sure that it's eaten. And as a result, if I'm a Kohen and I'm in charge today, because it's my Mishmar, it's my Beis Av, and this kachem in front of me, I don't necessarily have a mitzvah to eat it as much as I have a mitzvah to make sure it's eaten. So if you're going to eat it and you're also a Kohen, so I can be Mekayim the mitzvah by you eating it. We'll be Mekayim the mitzvah together by making sure that it's eaten. But there's no mitzvah to eat. If the mitzvah is to go eat, then each person is only mekayim the mitzvah if he actually eats. If the mitzvah is for it to be nechal, then it doesn't really matter. That it doesn't really matter exactly how it's going to be eaten. Bottom line is, says the Beis Halevi and the Chassam Sofer and Avnei Nezer and all the Gedolei Achrayim say this Yisoid, that Vayisayis also, that's why it's true. Ordinarily, there's an Indian of Chatzi Shir. So of course, maybe if it's Pesach night and all you have is a Chatzi Zayis Matzah, the Mishul Malach on one side of his Chakpir is Gerech. Maybe it would be an idea to eat the half his eyes. But by Achilles Kashim, there was no point in eating it. Why? Because it was anyways going to be eaten. People were chopping it. The Gargaronim were taking care of it. They were going to make sure that it was going to be eaten. Being that they were going to make sure it was going to be eaten, there was no Inyan. The point is that when it comes to Achilas Kachim, just to look at it from another angle, there's no difference really between eating it kazayas, eating less than a kazayas, and not eating at all. What matters is that it should be eaten. So ordinarily, when you talk about Achilas, there's kazayas, there's bachas mi kazayas. But when it comes to Achilas Kachim, even if you're gonna eat, you could eat less than a kazayas or a it's all the same. It's a machnish kai chilek. Why not? Because at the end of the day, the mitzvah is to make sure it's necha. Clear? Zok Rav David, a gewaldige ha'ara. He says, but yesh loimar, that's only true with regards to the mitzvah of achilas kachem. But as it relates to the bracha, asher kedishanu b'kedushas v'shal ha'arim, v'tzivanu al achilas shiari menachis, or whatever the nusach ha'bracha is going to be. When it comes to that, says Rav David, then already it's going to be different. Then you're going to need a kazayas. And Rav David invokes the famous Rosh, the Rosh in Perek Arbu Psacha. The Rosh is discussing Marer. And the Rosh says that Marer has to be Bekezayas. And why? So Pashto, you'd say, I don't know, you have to, it's Achila. Achila has to be Bekezayas. And the Rosh says, Vekame Kumus and Nishtabru, and many Shabbos HaGadol Roshes were said on this Rosh. And there's a lot of raid that's been said on this Rosh. But Zok the Rosh, the reason is, it's an Arbu Psachim. It's Simin Chafei Mishum de Mevarich al Achilas Marer. Being that the Chazal said that you have to make a bracha when you eat Marer, Ashekhi Yisharab and Mitzvah Yisav Yitzvot al Achilas Marer, it's for that reason that Tzarech Sheyoichal Kezayas. It's for that reason you have to eat a Kezayas. The Ein Achila B'Pachas Mekezayas. Because al Achilas Marer means that you're eating a Shir Chashav. And the Nusach HaBrocha is what's Mechai of the Kezayas. Be'etzem mitzad the Kiyum HaMitzvah says the Rosh, you wouldn't have to eat a Kezayas tomorrow. You have to eat a, that's a famous word for Reb Chaim on this Rosh. But you wouldn't have to eat a kezayas. You know why you have to eat a kezayas? Because you're making a bracha. You're saying al achilas marer. Al achilas marer is mechayev a kezayas. It says Reb David that the Zayd of the Beis Halevi is gerecht. He was mechiyach from the Gemara Yuma Daf Lamites. That when it comes to achilas kachim, you don't even have to eat it. And if you're going to eat it, you could eat pachas mi kezayas. You could be mechayev this. As long as it's nechal, you're mechayev the mitzvah of achilas kachim, even with an achila of pachas mi. It's not a chatzi shir. There's no shir. There's no idea of eating a kezayas, or less than a kezayas. But that's only if you don't want to make the bracha. But if you're going to make the bracha, Hashem kedishonu b'kedushas v'shal ha'arin al achilas shiori menachis, or al achilas chatos, now already you're going to have to eat a kezayas. Because you can't make an al achilas unless you eat a kezayas. Just like the Rosh said, the Marer really doesn't eat a kezayas. But being that you're going to make a bracha, and you're going to say al achilas Marer, so the bracha is mechayev the kezayas, so too the birchas ha-mitzvahs of the achilas kachim, that will be mechayev the kezayas, a beautiful aura from Rav David.